Okay. And what do you call another musical instrument that's made out of wire? And you hold it up and you...
Jigsaw.
Can you play one of those?
No. I never could learn to play one.
I think it would be fun. Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that children like to play on that's made out of a board and it's balanced in the middle and a child sits here and goes up and down?
Mm-hmm. Let me see what you call it. Got the one color. One of the swing on. I don't forget that name.
Would you ever call it a seesaw or a cheetah?
Seesaw.
Do you remember another kind of playground equipment that was like a seesaw, only it went round and around instead of up and down?
Let's see what they call it. The children be one on one end, one on the other right on, and going round it up on a pole, like station there, going around and around. Now, I done forgot the name of that.
Let me see. Have you ever heard it called a merry-go-round or a fly-on journey?
Yeah. Merry-go-round. Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard it called a fly-on journey?
Yeah.
Have you heard it called a fly-on journey?
Fly-on journey.
Uh-huh. Or did people call it merry-go-round more?
They call it merry-go-round more than they do. Well, a long time we used to call it a flying gin, and after a while it changed to merry-go-round.
I see.
So I guess the merry-go-round was the last improvement.
Uh-huh. I think that's what I called it when I was little.
Yeah.
What do you call a flat piece of rock that you hold in your hand and sharpen a knife with?
Flat rock.
Okay. Do you ever call it a wet rock or wet
a
stone?
A wet rock. Yeah.
Is that different?
Mm-hmm. And then again, you have a piece of steel with sharpened knife on in your hand like this.
Is a flint rock the same as a wet rock?
A what?
Is
flint
a
rock.
Uh-huh.
No, flint rock. When I was coming up on, you take a steel file, a piece of steel file, and the flint rock, and then they get some gravel out of some, they weld things, and they put in the cut, and then they strike fire with their rock, and it drop in and catch, and everything would get the fire started.
Gee, I bet that was hard.
It was. And they out there and get the fire started sometimes. There wouldn't be nobody got no match and no light.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it that way?
Yeah, no, I could learn to catch it, but I see my grandmother used to do it. My father, she used to smoke, and see that most all of them, older ones, they had a piece of flint rock and piece of steel didn't strike it on.
Gee whiz. So different from nowadays.
Yes, it is. Yeah, flint rock and they catch it in some gravel. And then to get it started, to get some coal, soft coal. Then you blow it. Then you get the splinters. Get the kindling splinter and catch from that coal. Well, you have time getting the fire, but when they get it, they could bury the fire in the night and last till next morning.